It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Yes! Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For having me.
You're welcome.
Happy Literally.
Happy Easter weekend.
And here. Yeah. Happy Easter weekend.
Thank you. The bunny outfit too much for you right now? I'm sorry. I mean, I am getting a little warm. I could take it off.
Nothing phases me anymore. So as long as you're comfortable, I'm good.
Good, because I'm wearing it at your wedding. Just so you know.
That's also fine.
Well, we hope you've had a fabulous weekend. Obviously, it's nice to have better weather and warming up. And you're now big golfer lady. I mean,
oh, thank you for that accolade. Are you going to be on the
LPGA tournament schedule soon?
I hope so. Mostly for the outfits. I think they've really stepped up their game.
They have. I like the skirts now. You used to wear cargo shorts as a child, and I felt really bad about that.
What was that about? I mean, any picture I find of me golfing as a child, I'm matching Graham, who's my older brother. Like, cargo shorts and all. Leather, little mini leather belt. Where do you even buy?
I cut his in half. I didn't know they didn't have cute little girl outfits for golf back then. They didn't even have them for me. Everybody was a dude.
So I was matching you.
Yes.
Mom dude.
Yes.
Okay. Well, things have improved.
Dad's
so.
Belts in half, if you really want to know.
So I've decided to take it up. I'll keep everyone posted on how that is going, but I'm a little sore.
Well, don't get too sore, because on April 24th, everybody... Ladies, guys, you have to let your lady off the hook for this one night, because it's for a charity. It's a great thing.
Hey, maybe register her.
That could be a fun surprise. What a fun surprise.
Like, honey, you were talking about this, and I went ahead and got you a PJ
Palooza ticket. You and
your girlfriends.
Buy a bunch of them. Bunch of tickets. It's Sean and Sid's
PJ Palooza.
Presented by Donatos. And yes, it's so easy to join and get a ticket. All you need to do is go to SeanandSid.com. That's simple. $25 is all it costs. That goes directly to New Directions Career Center. And you can donate more at that place on the Eventbrite space if you choose.
Best part is, it is 2.5 hours. And like you said, all proceeds going to charity. Uh-huh. April 24th, 8 to 10:30 p.m. Grab your girlfriends. Tell everybody you know. This is going to be the party of the year. We want you there.
So you are going to be able to go into breakout rooms. You don't have to do a thing. We'll send you there. You pick your preferences when you get your ticket. You can learn about hormone replacement therapy, even see it done from Dr. Nanda at Jiva Med Spa. You can learn about the lip flip.
Yes. North Star Family Dental is going to demo a lip flip. It's like the better version of lip filler without all the goo in your lip. They have figured out a way to give you that little pouty plump look without all the filler.
And then also, how do you do a Brazilian blowout for yourself? That's Avola Lanza Hair Studio. How do you look just fresh going out the door with all the lathered on makeup? That's Meryl Norman. You'll learn about what your astrology says for the future. And that's coming from J-Lo from Mystic Tea Boutique. Pure Romance will be there, and some wardrobe therapy too. So a lot of fun, and it's all $25. Oh, did I mention celebrity pop-ins? That's going to happen too. Oh, did I mention Nana is doing her plank off competition and trying to preserve her crown?
Oh, that's worth $25 as it is.
It is true. Okay, so get your tickets now, because the first 250 get the swag bags. They're incredible, and we'll tell you how you can pick those up. Be very easy. $25 is all for New Directions Career Center, helping women in transition throughout Central Ohio. Go to SeanandSid.com. Anything I forgot?
Sounds good to me.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities. WesleyCommunities.com. Well, it is Easter. Happy Easter to everyone listening.
Happy Easter. Yes.
What a great holiday.
It is.
It just, to me, reminds me of just peace and good food. There's not too many frills, no fuss.
The disappointment on your children's faces when they're the ones that gets less eggs from the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Those were the days of disappointment.
Crying over my basket. Well, not anymore. But I do have some Easter trivia.
Okay.
For you to maybe share at dinner tonight. If you're doing a Zoom dinner, you could throw these out there too.
Oh boy, won't you be the hit of the party.
And I'm going to ask you. We'll keep this lively. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
About how many chocolate bunnies are produced each year?
For Easter.
Yes.
I guess that'd be the only time really they are produced. Ah, those Halloween chocolate bunnies. Love those. Let's think. I'm going to guess. Is this worldwide?
It doesn't say.
Is it milk chocolate or dark?
Yeah, good. These are great questions.
Thank you. I'm a follow-up kind of girl. Mm. How about...
Okay, come on.
I'm going to go 300 million.
Wow, 90 million.
Oh.
90 okay. million. What color was the first Easter egg dyed?
It was all natural, and it was white with brown streaks.
What happened to that poor chicken? It was red, which is even scarier.
It was red. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was it dyed with? I bet beets.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't say. Hmm. Okay. So the original Easter bunny in Germany was not a bunny.
No.
It was a what?
Easter ferret. It was the Easter ferret. Terrifying.
Very flexible, but no.
No. What was it? Easter Nugan? Easter Schnugan?
What? What is that?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's...
A schnugan?
A schnugan.
Is that the thing?
I don't know.
We need one. We have plenty of backyard space.
It's the Easter schnugan.
What is a schnugan?
What was it?
It's a hare.
Oh, well, so it's a rabbit. What'd you think?
Oh, no. It is a distinguished creature. A hare is bigger. It has larger back hind legs, and it actually changes colors from gray... I just know this.
That's terrifying.
From gray or black to white in the winter.
That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. They should have stuck with the schnugan.
A schnugan. What is the most popular Easter candy in the United States?
I'm going to go with the jelly bean. Classic.
That is a great guess, but it's actually not correct.
Chocolate egg.
Malted
milk ball.
What are the ones that you put in the microwave and they explode?
I don't believe this is truth. I don't believe there are that many people that love Peeps.
It says marshmallow Peeps.
I think the Peep marketing group is brilliant. But between you and me, do you like a marshmallow Peep?
No.
No.
I don't know many people that
do. Exactly. This is baloney. I'm blowing the lid off the Peep controversy.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Peeps. This one's kind of scientific, but I think it's interesting. Didn't know this.
Well, I'm very scientific. Here we go. Figure that out.
I'm going to test that. Easter is recognized on the first Sunday after what?
After the first Saturday.
Thank you.
Winner.
Winner. We're done here.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities. WesleyCommunities.com.
Oh, well, I'm not saying that this couldn't happen there because they live healthy lifestyles. But did you see that a 57-year-old woman is now one of the oldest women to give birth?
She is one of the oldest.
One of the oldest.
I did see that, but I didn't know that.
A New Hampshire teacher. She's now one of the oldest in America to give birth. She welcomed a healthy baby boy on March 20th, and everybody says she beat the odds.
What?
The backstory, which is kind of tragic, is she did lose her 13-year-old daughter to an undiagnosed brain tumor very suddenly.
Wow.
And when her daughter died, left a void. She said she's always been very healthy. She just kept having dreams night after night that she had a baby.
Wow.
And then they decided if they could do it, they went through IVF, fertilization, you know, in vitro to try to have a baby. And they went to a high-risk clinic, you know, that is schooled in these things. And sure enough, she said, because of her healthy lifestyle, she's a CrossFit lady.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact she has very good genes, she...
carried the baby full term.
Full term natural birth, except for... in vitro. I mean, natural childbirth.
Natural.
Childbirth.
In the hospital, not like in water.
No. Although,
like a water birth.
No, that's a thing. But no, and she didn't do it while she was lifting her tractor tires at CrossFit.
Oh, good.
But seriously, incredible.
Incredible. So, you could do this. Do you have any urge to have a child? Is that the void that you're experiencing.
Do you think that's why I'm like out here floundering right now with losing my job? That maybe I've been all this time preparing myself to be a rent to own surrogate, you know?
If you put it that way. Rent to own. a little harsh.
Maybe not own. But yeah, I'm thinking I'm probably not the best person for this job, just so you know. And
you've done it before, I'm sure.
I took a complete epidural from the earlobes down, I think, because I couldn't feel anything. They could have hit me with a sledgehammer on my ankles.
Is that what you want?
So let's just say I'm not the best pregnant person ever. I don't see myself doing this a lot. Isn't that incredible at 57? To think
that is
starting
incredible.
Over, literally at my age, starting over with a newborn baby. And
how fun.
People are criticizing.
I love babies.
What? You want
a
new baby?
I love babies.
Would you like a little brother who's... Well, I would... 24 years younger than you.
I would totally raise him. And I would teach him how to be a great house cleaner.
My child.
Yeah, but I would mentor him.
Mentor him.
And teach him, you know, how to be a good house cleaner. Mm-hmm. And then my chores are done. Because I am the baby that fills that void at the moment.
I know, and you're going to be gone. Let me think. The upside of this would be, yes, I would be able to raise a new little child who has to do all the chores. The downside is part of those chores for this new little child will probably include changing me.
That's true.
And feeding me.
By the time you teach them to change a diaper, they'll be changing your diaper.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Oh, but anyways, good for her. We don't mean to be Debbie Downers.
No.
If this is her dream.
And you know what? A lot of people did chime in on Facebook, so we should talk about that.
Okay.
And then, you know what? Very split. So, hey, to each his own. Mm-hmm. If she's happy and they're happy and they filled a void and she said, and I brought a new life into this world.
You have to think about it this way too. When that child is 20 years old, not even 21.
Yeah.
Their mom is 77.
Right. This woman is still going to be flipping tractor tires. So I'm really not concerned about her.
Maybe she's perfect for it. She'll be able to pass on a lot of wisdom.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
So we are talking a little bit about a New Hampshire woman, 57 years old, is one of the oldest women in America to give birth, beating the odds. She gave birth to a healthy baby boy with in vitro fertilization. She was very healthy. The baby was born very naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And
as natural as it gets.
Doing well. Okay, if you're wondering who is the oldest mother on record, that was a woman in Guinness Book of World Records who conceived naturally at age 59. So all her plumbing.
Was it eight?
All the plumbing was still.
Plumbing?
Yeah, at 59. She was still very healthy.
You have to call it plumbing.
Okay, well, that's kind of what people say.
Wow.
And then in 2019, are you sitting down? A 74-year-old woman from South India had twin girls via IVF, in vitro fertilization. The
Twins.
Oldest woman ever to give birth, 74.
What? That's crazy, because twins, as it is high risk.
She carried.
How did they approve that?
Birth.
Wasn't like.
Well, she went to Department of IVF twin deliveries, and they stamped it.
And she wore glasses in her hood up, and she said, hello, I am.
Don't ask any questions.
34. And I'm hoping to have twins. Please, we're horrible.
Please stamp this. No, I mean, you know, just no rules, no wrong, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, you know
case.
What? Birth is a miracle.
It is a miracle.
So good for them.
Yep. So we asked you on our Facebook page what your thoughts were, because of course we love your thoughts. I, for one, am like, hey, if you've got it in you, you got the energy, you're healthy enough to give birth, mm-hmm. and this is what you want to do, and you want to bring life into this world, I'm like, do it. I mean,
right.
Who am I to judge?
Right. As long as mama's safe and baby's safe,
right.
Then there you go. And she did have a pretty sad, heartbreaking story. I mean, she lost her 13-year-old daughter
right.
tragically. So I think this was her way.
She had a hole in her heart.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe filling that hole a little bit.
But let me ask you this. You know me very well. This lady and I are like the same age. So could you imagine me with a newborn right now?
No. No. I mean, she would do very well watching Netflix with you on the weekends. I mean, to have a baby during quarantine is great. Babies, you got nothing else to do.
They're exhausting. I give everybody in the world. Oh, they're gorgeous.
I would totally.
I just want to smell them and then hand them back. Babies smell so good.
They do. Yeah. It's weird, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. So Jennifer on our Facebook page said, to each his own. All I can say is good luck to her. Really, mostly a lot of women were like,
positive.
You know what? Yeah.
Nelson said, she'll be in a home by the time the kid graduates high school.
Okay.
You know, Nelson.
Nelson's like a lot of the guys. The guys on this page commented more. But what this woman said is, I don't know where I'm going to be in 10 years. Do you know where you're going to be in 10 years? Does anybody know where you're going to be in 10 years?
No. And she is healthy. She's taking care of herself, it seems like. So
Linda says, good for her. Not for me.
Not for me. Pamela says, congratulations, and I'm so happy for her.
We got a lot of those congratulations things.
Robert said, 57 years old, wow, enjoy your bundle of little love me and my wife.
Little love, period. He doesn't use punctuation.
Robert, I don't think you should have a baby if you can't find the period punctuation on your phone. That was so mean of me. Okay. We love you, Robert. Janet just said, no comment.
Sometimes that's the safest thing.
I think she's playing Switzerland, which is good.
Yeah, maybe we should have played Switzerland on this one.
Maybe we should have. But Mom, I've always wanted a little brother or a little sister. I asked for that since I was 5.
Don't worry. Very soon you can push me in a stroller. It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com. Mm-hmm. 2021... we're off to a start. Is it a good start?
I think so.
You do?
We're getting there.
That's good.
We're halfway through it, but if you think about it, we're like almost halfway through it.
We're a quarter of the way.
Okay. If you want to, you know, be all specific and everything.
You're just wishing it away now?
I think I kind of am.
Okay. A third of the way.
It hasn't been my favorite year. If you're
I know. That's why I'm surprised you had a positive answer. Either way, it has brought us many new words. And a lot of these words and phrases are actually COVID related, but they've been recognized by Merriam-Webster.
Yes.
She's a fine gal.
It was a man, but that's okay.
Okay. In 2021, there were 520 new words and definitions added to the dictionary. So from what I understand, maybe it's been an existing word, but we've added a new meaning to that word.
Please tell me so I can feel smart.
Yes, thank you for putting on your glasses.
I am. I'm feeling very smart right now.
Very studious of you. Mm-hmm. Would you know what a hard pass is?
Like, not going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A firm refusal or rejection of something. That's been added to the dictionary.
Okay.
How about flex?
Flex.
So an existing word, but we've added a new meaning.
It's like you're boasting, right? You're going to flex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it would be an act of bragging.
Oh, yeah, bragging.
Or showing off. And
see, I'm not as lame as you think I am.
Okay.
I'm kind of hip.
This is a COVID term that was added.
Okay.
Long hauler.
When you have symptoms way after you're done through your period of what's supposed to be your quarantine.
Are you Merriam Webster?
Yes, I'm Merriam's sister, Mara. I'm Mara
Maybe
Webster.
Like we're in Bridgerton. It's like, who's the writer? Yeah. You're Mara. It's like you're reading my article by Reader's Digest.
That's right.
Okay, how about pod? You know, two peas in a pod. We've always had that connection to food, usually.
But pod now is your I think it's your online group, right?
Your social setting.
Okay.
A small group of people that regularly and closely interact.
Just saying, I'm kind of brilliant right now.
Yeah, holy moly. We found your calling. Okay, Maura, this is a stumper, if you will.
Okay.
The at symbol. This blows my mind. Has been added to the dictionary.
It's an ampersand, if you really want to know.
Are you joking me?
That's exactly what it is.
I'm done with this segment.
Get the Jeopardy people on the phone. What are they messing around with? Wait, you didn't know that was an ampersand?
No, I'm not from the 1920s.
Ouch. I'm calling Miriam.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com. All right, lots of people are choosing now to get their COVID vaccination.
Just got my first.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Actually, I did know that.
Yes, you did. Thanks for...
Because I helped you sign up. But I forgot. Good for you. I have vaccination envy.
I know a lot of people have that. It's hard to get on.
It is so hard.
I know. You got to just keep trying.
They have opened it up to my age group, and I try to get on every morning and just like leaf around and see. But even if it says that they have vaccinations in stock, I find that it's pretty tricky.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this location.
I had to drive to Mansfield, Ohio to get it.
But so worth it.
It is so worth it.
Okay, so you're one of the lucky few.
Well, thank you
and
very
you
much.
And you have your fancy schmancy vaccination card.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few companies that are actually giving away freebies because you're vaccinated.
Okay.
Kind of funny. Mm-hmm. You might have heard of this one. Krispy Kreme. This is crazy. They have been on all the major headlines for their position. But if you show your vaccination card, you can get a free original glazed donut every single day at any time.
Any time?
Yes.
For how long?
For the rest of 2021.
Come on.
It said customers who show their vaccination card for the rest of 2021.
Get a free
all day,
donut.
Every day.
Wow.
Yeah, because how would they track that you've had your glazed donut? They can't like stamp your vaccination
card. Because your card is all gooey. That's how you know.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, those donuts are good though.
Glaze.
Go with the lights on. Okay, you can get your vaccination card laminated. There is actually a company that's offering free lamination.
Okay.
And their name is Staples.
Wow.
If you've ever heard of them.
Yep.
Through April 3rd.
Oh.
This one's interesting. Where it's legal, people, where it is legal.
Okay.
Free Mary Jane.
Marijuana. In where? Where it's legal.
Where it's legal. Well, so there's a mint dispensary in Phoenix that's offering free edibles to those that are over 21. Michigan's Greenhouse of Walled Lake has partnered with U-Baked and is offering rolled little numbers.
Oh, really?
To anyone 21 and up. Hmm. You just show your vaccination card. What an interesting reward.
That's really bizarre, isn't
it? I don't know that those two things match.
That's really bizarre.
That's okay. Where it's legal.
I guess.
Free cash. This is kind of interesting.
What?
So Petco is giving their associates who received the vaccination $75.
Nice.
As a bonus. Mm-hmm. Aldi, Dollar General, Trader Joe's are offering 4 hours of pay. Kroger is actually giving their employees $100 store credit. And $100 cash for getting the shot.
Wow.
Publix has offered a $125 gift card. I mean, it's pretty crazy. This is great. Uber and Lyft have taken the position to offer discounted or even free rides to vaccination sites.
I wish I would have known that before I drove all the way to Mansfield.
I know. You could have just been cruising in the back seat, living your best life.
Having a big old time. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out in Grandview.
We're talking about vaccines because I just had mine. Sid's trying to schedule hers now that you can get it younger.
Mm-hmm.
And the big question is, because it's so hard anymore to try to figure out when to get your vaccine scheduled because more and more people are online trying.
Right.
And that opens you up to, unfortunately, scammers, right? USA Today just had an article on it that unfortunately, there are always those jerks out there. And the FBI is warning people that there are going to be some fraudulent vaccination schemes that you need to be aware of and leery of so you don't fall victim.
Isn't that crazy? People will take advantage of any scenario, any opportunity.
People have absolutely no conscience.
Ugh.
It's just terrible. So if you want to avoid, and of course you do, to avoid vaccine scams, some things you should know. You will never, ever, ever be asked to pay for a vaccine or be charged for an administrative cost, co-pays, or co-insurance. You will not be denied a vaccination, even if you do not have health coverage. Keep that in mind.
Good to know. I feel like a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Some scammers confirm that the vaccine is free, but then they'll say you must pay an undergoing additional medical testing or procedure when you are going to get your vaccine. This is all false.
And I could see them saying, you know, for this specific site, we are charging XYZ.
Right.
Just total baloney.
Right. Never, ever respond to text messages or emails about a vaccination or click to open a hyperlink about a vaccination if you do not know where this is coming from. Be wary of any unsolicited calls or visitors offering vaccinations. Oh gosh, can you imagine somebody coming to your house and saying, hello, I have a bucket full of vaccinations.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gooey.
Yeah. Because any of that is suspicious, of course. On social media sites, too, you need to ignore any advertisements or offers for your quick place in line or anything like that for a vaccination. Mm. Not going to happen. If you're offered to purchase a COVID-19 vaccination card, that's a scam. Why would you ever buy one, though? That's really weird, right?
Well, I wonder if eventually, haven't you heard the rumors of like venues requiring you to show your vaccination card?
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if that'll actually come to fruition, but
Never share photos of that vaccination card on social media. I had to tell a friend of mine to take hers down.
Yeah.
She had her birth date, her address.
I see it all the time.
What are
my generation. Hey, I love you, but we don't get it.
No, don't show your cards. These cards have your personal information, that birth date, your healthcare details, identifiable info, all of that can lead to stolen identity. Other ways you're going to fight fraud is use strong and unique passwords when you do have to do online activities that, you know, you're signing up for your vaccination. I think the bottom line is, if it makes you feel a little queasy in your stomach, if you have that little intuition feeling that I'm not sure I should do this, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. However, I do have a bucket of vaccines. So they've been sitting over here on dry ice.
That will get you arrested. She's joking, everyone.
I'm totally joking. Don't do that. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
Okay, a lot of people still working at home. Many people might be working from home. TFN, if they ever even do return until...
What does that mean?
Till further notice. Even if they ever do... Girl, I need to take you on a road trip and teach you fun things.
You are Maura Webster. Sister of Merriam-Webster. I'm just trying to catch up here.
I'm pretty hip to all the jargon. Okay, so if you feel like you're going to be working from home now and maybe into eternity, you got to be thinking how to separate your work life from your normal day-to-day. And what your normal day-to-day might have been is during the lunch portion of your day, you would go have lunch, right? Even if it was go out to your car, take a breather, or just drive around to a restaurant real quickly. Whatever the case is. I don't know. I'm picturing.
I got to share a story. When I was an intern, I did just that. I would literally go out into my car and just sit in my hot car and have lunch. I'm like, the cafeteria wasn't great, but I'm like, how lonely is that? Like, hopefully no one saw me being a weirdo.
I think a lot of people just want a break.
You do. Anymore. You don't want that social interaction. Now we want it.
But the big problem is now they're saying there is actually psychologically and nutritionally, there are some effects of eating lunch at your desk.
Hmm.
And these can have big ramifications for you.
Okay.
So they did look at the average workaholic in America and... the French government, too. I mean, they did kind of look across the spectrum. Americans are out of control. We are out of control in comparison to like the France Labor Ministry study, where they make it like a mandate that parents, they make it a mandate that people are to consume their midday meals away from their workstations because they say that people need to have a break. And as a result, French workers actually do that. They schedule a break in their daily routine to get away from their desks.
And I feel like this is totally my idea of France, but you would go out to eat and sit on the street and enjoy, yes, you know, a nice lunch.
Right.
No, that's not our culture.
No. And according to studies, that pause that the French do is just as necessary to being productive as concentrating on a computer screen for an extended length of time. So you really think you're gaining a lot by staring at your screen? No.
No.
You're gaining more by taking that breather and acting like a normal human being.
Yeah, not a robot. We're getting burnt out.
So what do you do if you're working from home right now? What do you do? Okay, a couple key things. Be aware of the proximity from you to your food. Given that the average American's work from home setup, any sort of work area, is now what qualifies as a desk. It could be the dining table, a bed, a couch, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But you actually have to make sure that that is not the same place you would normally eat, because you will unconsciously eat while you're there.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I think of even my situation. I'm in an apartment that doesn't have a ton of space.
Well, what you need to do is walk away from your computer. Don't eat at your desk. I don't know where you are. You working on the island or?
I don't have a desk.
Yeah,
I work at tables.
Yeah,
but anyways, this isn't all about me.
Usually it is, Sid.
I know.
I don't right now.
It's not the first time I've heard that in my whole life.
Now it's about. I'm kidding. It's about just getting away from your computer. You got to get out of that. You can't sit there with a bowl of food and be looking at your computer screen at the same time. Well, for that reason and for many others, the mindful eating is important because you need to be able to pause and get away from it all. The other thing is, it's not healthy in the way that there are germs and things floating around.
Oh, interesting.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Just because you're eating over your computer might not just be the most cleanly place for you to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get away from it, especially if you're laying in your bed. You shouldn't be eating a bowl of soup, laying in your bed and typing on your keyboard.
I say ooh, but I've done it before.
The French have it right, though, is because they say it is negatively affecting Americans that we cannot unplug and just be like normal people, like just enjoy moments in life that aren't tied to work.
Well, you think about Europeans, like summer schedule, they literally have something built in that's like summer vacation, where they don't work for how long?
I don't know. You're talking to somebody who's unemployed right now. So.
And has only lived in Ohio. But anyways.
I want to be French. It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed how many recalls there are a week? I mean, if you were to keep track, it's kind of scary how many companies actually recall products. And if you aren't really looking for it, or it's not like so big that it's in the news, you probably wouldn't even have noticed it happened.
No, I have never kept track, but I'm laughing because you have a full handwritten page in front of you, and I'm scared.
Something happened when I saw this today, because there were like four at one time that I thought, well, this is all crazy. Remember last week we talked about how I had bloody gauze in my can of asparagus. Pretty disgusting.
Normal experience.
You would think that would be a recall. For some reason, it wasn't. But
everyone else got to continue eating their asparagus.
Should have screamed a little louder on that one. But so I was looking at a couple of them just to tell you what was recalled this past week. Lean Cuisine. Now, some of these serious, okay?
Oh, no.
These are important. Lean Cuisine recalls thousands of frozen meals over contamination fears. Also recalled them because they realized there's not enough food in them to be branded Lean Cuisine. And they now have called them really, 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 really Lean Cuisine.
Oops. This one only got one green bean.
Hot Pockets is recalling more than 762,000 pounds of frozen snacks because of reports of shards of glass and even hard plastic.
Oh, no.
Or what 3 a.m. college kids call the good stuff. And last, The USDA recalled more than 11,000 Weis Market ice cream containers for being contaminated with what they called extraneous metal materials.
Oh, whoops.
Yes. After further examination, they found they were actually the boot, the thimble, and the wheelbarrow from the original Monopoly games.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Charlotte.
Please tip your bartenders.
She's
and your
once
waitresses.
A week.
Okay. We'll leave you on that happy note. And on this happy note, PJ Palooza.
PJ Palooza.
Charlotte says PJ Palooza presented by Donatos.
Yes, ma'am. April 24th, 8 to 10:30 p.m., we are having what some are calling the party of the year via Zoom. So get your tickets online, seanandsid.com.
Very easy.
Very easy. $25. All proceeds benefiting New Directions Career Center.
You're going to have so much fun. This is an actual, it's like a performance. It's a show. So you don't have to feel like you're going to be like, oh, this is random and
oh,
weird.
No.
No.
I'm willing to stand on my head.
We have so many fun things. Speaking of athletic tricks, your Nana is going to be defending her planking crown from a super special guest. We're going to tell you who that is. Plus, there are some celebrities popping in throughout as well.
Nana has been practicing, so please show up. Don't let her down. For $25, that's so worth it. But we are going to have breakout rooms.
Yes.
So if you're not a Zoom professional,
right.
Hey, you don't need to be.
Uh-uh.
Truthfully, you could have a cocktail in hand, show up, click one link.
Or your soda pop. Doesn't matter.
Or your soda
your
pop.
Your Pepsi product, please.
But the point is, it's going to take no effort. So show up. We're going to have breakout rooms with some of our amazing sponsors. We have North Star Family Dental that's doing a lip flip.
Yes.
It is like the latest and greatest lip filler, less maintenance.
Dr. Nanda from Jiva Med Spa, if you've ever wanted to know about hormone replacement therapy and see how that little pellet thing on your tuchus works, he's going to show you how that is. We have Avola Lanza Hair Studio plus Meryl Norman teaming up for the Brazilian blowout tutorial and the fresh face, how to just look natural and fresh going out the door. We have fashion shows and we also have astrology and for girls having a bachelorette party, there's something for you too. So check it all out. It's for all ages. It'll be a great time and pure entertainment on a Saturday night from 8 to 10:30. $25 is all you need
a
to
great
spend.
Cause.
How about
too.
It? New Directions Career Center. Check out seanandsid.com for your tickets. Do quick so you get those cool swag bags too.
And happy Easter, everyone.
We'll put a couple extra goodies in your swag bag for Easter.
We appreciate you.